早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
这个，我想 make sure 大家知道哈，今天早上我这个教主日学的时候，收到一个 text message 啊，这个。
I want to make sure that everyone here knows that I've got a text message during our Sunday school this morning.
他在问我是今天早上聚会是十一点开始还是十一点半开始？
Does the Sunday worship begin at 11 o'clock or 11:30?
这个弟兄姐妹，他在这个教会已经很多年了。我猜想他不是不知道，只不过有时候我们教会会调整时间，为了特别聚会会调到十一点半，所以有时候搞不清楚十一点还是十一点半啊。
So the text is from a brother or sister that have been with us for several years. So I think. Well, that person should know that we start at 11, but sometimes we would adjust the gathering time during special occasions.
这啊，希望大家以后啊，记得提早来啊，最好提早十五分钟啊，这个在啊主日崇拜开始之前就来到教会。
So as a reminder, we hope that we will come here at 11 o'clock or better 15 minutes before that.So we can start on time.
有几件事情，因为在报告事项里面不会提到，所以我很快的稍微提一下。
There are also several other reminders that's not in the bulletin, so I just want to quickly mention them.
这个教会弟兄当中有一些弟兄姐妹，他们接下来会在二月的时候去参加一个叫做祭奠三百的聚会。
There's a group of sisters, brothers and sisters, who are going to a retreat. It's called Gideon 300 in February.
如果你们想要知道进一步的消息的话，可以问这个 Aaron 或者是这个宣扬。
If you want to know more about that, please ask Aaron or Sin.
第二，我们教会希望在复活节的时候，看看能不能组成一个诗班。我们上礼拜有第一次的这个十五分钟介绍，我们可能要怎么进行。如果你有你也有兴趣想要参加这个诗班的话，请你跟我讲。
And secondly, we're trying to create a choir for the Easter service, and we had a little meeting last week. But if you missed that and you still want to join choir, just find Elder Lin.
这个因为今天等一下会有这个会员的大会，所以我们今天诗班应该是不会有这个练习。
And due to the church gathering today, we will not be having choir meeting today.
当然，如果诗班班员坚持要练习，我们。
But if you really want to practice, we could still do it.
第三，我们主日学新的一季的主日学今天开始我们这一季是讲这个十二小先知书。
So, thirdly, there's a new Sunday school session starting today, and we're going to focus on the 12
minor prophets.
Yeah.
那这个这一季呢这个。每次开始的时间都是九点半。
And it will always begin at 9:30 a.m.
前面的八讲呢，我们特别请了一个外来的讲员
And for the first eight sessions, we invited an outsider speaker.
Dr. Robert Barrett.
Dr. Robert Barrett.
他还讲中文哦。
And he speaks Chinese.
这个欢迎大家能够来参加。
And you are all invited to join us.
如果你不是因为，比方说你需要接人来十一点的聚会的话，我希望你们都尽可能来参加。
So if you are not picking up other people to for the 11 a.m. gathering, I hope you can all join us.
好，我们今天要开始讲，我们今天继续讲这个雅各书。
And today we're gonna keep talking about the book of James.
我们要讲的这个经文呢，是从是第一章的这个其实从26-27节一直要这个讲到这个13节，但是我们可能 focus 会基本上是停留在这个停留在第二章的第七节的地方。
So the scripture is taken from James, the book of James, chapter 1, verse 26 to chapter 2, verse 13, but our focus would be on the first half until chapter 2, verse 7.
我们前几次的这个雅各书里面，我们提到一些事情，我们现在稍微回顾一下。
In the past several sermons, we've talked about James. Let's do a little review.
这本书是这个耶稣的弟兄雅各所写给分散在各地的犹太人的一封书信。
So this is a letter written by James, a brother of Jesus, to all the followers of him, of Jesus, scattered everywhere.
他本来不信耶稣基督的。
James was not a follower of Jesus.
但是当他见到那个耶稣基督复活以后，他成了跟随主的人，而且他称自己是主耶稣基督的仆人。
Until he saw the resurrected Jesus, and then he became a follower, and he called himself a servant of Jesus.
最后，我们知道根据教会的历史，雅各他在大概64年啊，公元64年的时候啊殉道。
And we, if we know about the church history, and James died for his faith in 64 AD.
为了他本来不信，后来却跟随的这个耶稣死了。
So he died for the Jesus who he didn't believe at first, but believed later.
所以我们说他是用殉道的死来活出他信心的真实。
And we say that he demonstrated his living faith with his death.
他在第一章里面，他也告诉我们，我们这些我们所人生里面所经历的各样的试炼，要使我们得着一个完全的生命。
In chapter one, he also told us, that we are to go through different trials, that produces perfect life in us.
在人生的风暴当中，我们有时候会心怀二意。
In the difficulty times of our lives, we will, we are oftentimes double-minded.
我们又好像那个风浪啊，我们好像那个浪被风抓住，在海里面摇摆不定。
We're like wave tossed by the ocean.
Yeah. 然后呢，这个我们接下来上一次的时候提到上次的题目就是我们不要自欺。
And we also talked about the fact that we should not be deceived.
因为如果我们单单的听到却不行道的话，我们所听见的道对我们的生命是没有益处的。
That God's words does not profit us if we don't do what it commands us.
所以今天我们要从三个方面来看今天的这个经文。
So we're going to look at our today's scripture in three different aspects.
第一就是真，什么是敬虔。真敬虔是什么意思？第一章的第26节到第27节。
The first part is we're going to talk about what true religious really means.
第二是我们不当按着外貌来待人。
And secondly, we must not show favoritism.
这是第二章的第一到第七节。
Chapter 2, verse 1 through 7.
第三，我们讲到像这样子的人，他们将来要面临一个什么样的审判。
And then in the third part, we're going to talk about those, the judgment in the future those people would face.
第二章的第八节到第十三节。
Focusing on chapter 2, verse 8 through 13.
所以上次我们分享的题目是不要骗自己。
So last time our topic was do not, don't be deceived.
在第二十二节的地方呢，他就说一个单单听到却不行道的人是一个自欺的人。
Chapter 1, verse 22, it says, Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says.
如果你们觉得字太小，你可以稍微翻一下圣经，看你们自己的圣经，第一章的第22节那个地方。
If you find the PowerPoint hard to read, just refer to Bible.
他说，只要如果只是你们要行道，不要单单听到自己欺哄自己。
Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves, do what it says.
然后跳过几节到第二十六节的地方，他又一次在讲到有另外一些自欺的人。
And if we skip to verse 26, we will see there are other types of people who deceive themselves.
来考验大家一下你们视力好不好？可以看得见第二十六节吗
？See if you have good eyesight. Can you read on the PowerPoint?
Okay. 好，我们一起来念第二十六节、第二十七节。我们用中文来念英文的，请你这个跟着。
Yeah, let's read in Chinese together.
好，请。 自以为虔诚，却不勒住他的舌头，反欺哄自己的心。
这人的虔诚是虚的。
那清洁没有玷污的虔诚，
就是
看顾
在患难中的寡
妇，
孤儿寡妇，
并
且保
守
自
己，
不沾染世俗。
你们
信奉我们
哦，对不起，我们连第二章第一节也把它念完好了，它都在上面。
Let's keep reading。
你
们
信
奉
我
们荣耀的主
耶稣
基
督，
便
不
可
按
着
外貌
待人。
所以你要记得啊，原来的圣经里面是没有这样子的，所谓的第几章第几节，它的书信是一句连着一句的。所以这个的我们第二章的分开来的方法啊，其实啊是我们后人把它区分的。
And you gotta keep in mind that when the Bible is written, there is no separation of chapters and verses. So the separation from chapter 1 to chapter 2 is divided by people later on.
所以我们现在先看第二十六节。
So if we read verse 26,
他这里讲到另外的一种的自欺，就是在言语上面他没有节制，却还自己以为自己是虔诚。
So it talks about the other way of deceiving oneself is though the person cannot keep a tight rein on their tongues, they still think they are religious.
夸张一点讲，就好像如果今天有一个基督徒，他到处跟人家讲，我说我是基督徒，但是在外面却作奸犯科一样。
And in exaggeration, it's like a Christian who always say to other people that he is a Christian, and then he have really bad behaviors.
雅各说这样子的虔诚是虚的，那个字的中文的虚的这个意思啊，它原来的意思就是没有价值的意思。
And James says that religion is worthless.
对，第二十七节这个地方，他首先从正面的方法来描述虔诚，他是第一是这个在行动上面要看顾患难中的孤儿寡妇。
And in verse 27, it describes what it means to be truly religious. And in the first of that is in the action is to look after orphans and widows in their distress.
所以第一是在行动上，第二是在他的心智上要不被世俗的世界所污染。
And secondly, in his mind is to keep oneself from being polluted by the world.
我们今天的这个主要的经文从第四章的第一节到第十三节，你可以把它想象是从第一章的第二十二节开始延伸的。
And so if you read today's scripture, you could see it as an extension from verse 22.
而这个延伸它的跟其他各部分的类似的地方是这样子的。
And that's how it's connected to other parts of the scripture.
在雅各书里面常常贯穿的有一个主要的思想，就是说一个真实的信仰必须有一个相对应的行为。
One of the main themes of the book of James is that to have a true religion, you need to have the actions that reflects it.
那么在第一章要结束的地方，他就指出什么样是真，什么样是假的虔诚，而他的真假的标准是反映在这个人的行为上面。
And in the end of chapter 1, James talks about what is true religion and what is not. And the main differentiator is in one's actions.
那在我们进入到下一个section, 就是第二章开始之前，我们先看一下这个字，虔诚，在这里出现了四次。
And before we go into chapter 2, let's look at the word religious. It appeared four times here.
这个字呢，它这个原来的意思，不管是他使用他的形容词也好，或者是使用他的名词也好，他的原来的含义是一种敬畏或者是敬拜的意思。
In both its noun and adjective form, religious has the original meaning of being fearful or being worshipping.
所以呢，这个他会说，若有人自以为虔诚，那个准确的说法是说，这是中间它是有一个 be， 像英文的 be 动词一样，他说 若有人自以为自己是虔诚的，所以这个地方是一个形容词。
In the verse, those who consider themselves religious, it's more like those who consider themselves are religious. It's an adjective.
然后后面那里讲到这人的虔诚是虚的那个地方，它就是虔诚的这个名词。
And in their religion is worthless. In English, it's more obvious. That's a noun.
所以英文有时候它把它翻成这个宗教的religious.
Yeah, it's translated to religious in English.
但是它实际的含义呢，就是一个人在上帝的面前，或者在一个神灵面前，他心里面产生出来的一种的敬畏之心。
But in the original scripture, it means the fearfulness that you will have when you are confronted with a God.
然后在这种敬畏之心呢，你对这个造物的这个超越你比你大不晓得多少的这样子的一个神，你产生了一种崇拜的心。
And the fear of a God who is infinitely greater than you would lead to a heart of worship.
那个好像有一个麦克那个停掉。好，那么他的字。它的原来的这个字根的是追溯到一个字，这个字呢是讲到一个人在一种的灾难的环境里面，因为惊恐而哭泣的意思。
And if you trace the word back to its origin, it actually comes from the reaction to a disaster that you are so panic and fearful that you cry.
所以今天的基督徒可能缺少的一点。
So one of the things that Christians today lacks of.
就是今天的基督徒很多的时候，不太怕神了。
Is the fear of God.
他们已经把父神，把他单纯化成为，说的不好听的是圣诞老公公，或者是自己的这个 grandpa 一样。
They see God as Santa Claus or like their own grandpa.
以至于。
That lack of fear reflects on their actions.
所以虔诚这个字，它呢可以说是来自一种怕神，以至于我们会在行为上能够做出修正，会有所反应。
So the true religious is a fear of God reflects on the actions that we will change our behaviors.
我们因为怕神，所以我们在做什么事情上、做事情的上，我们会有所节制。
Because we fear God, we would have self-control.
因为我们怕神，以至于我们不敢违背神的心。
Because we fear God, we dare not to go against God's will.
所以基督徒要有敬畏之心，要有怕神的心。
That's why Christians need to have a fearful heart, a fear of God.
这也是我们接下来雅各要教导的经文里面，它背后的。
That's also the foundation of what James is going to talk about later.
我们接下来看第二章的第一节到第七节。
And let's take a look at chapter 2, verse 1 through 7.
要再考验大家的这个视力如何吗？
It's time to test your eyesight again.
其实没有，并没有真的要你们读，我最主要让你们看见这个阶梯的形式，然后你自己看你自己的圣经。
I just want to show you the the shape of the staircases, and you can refer to your own Bible.
所以你看的话呢，这个第一节对于这个不可按外貌待人这样子的主旨是非常的清楚，它贯穿了整段的经文。
So you can see the theme in verse one, which is we must not show favoritism, is very clear, and it goes through the whole passage.
而第二节到第四节呢？他举一个例子，用一个若有一人开始。
And in verse 2 to 4, James used an example starting from a supposed amen.
然后呢，他以一个假设的情境在说明呢，在公众的聚会当中，有一些人因为嫌贫爱富而表现出了按外貌待人这样子的一个例子。
And in this hypothetical circumstances, people showed favoritism because they loved the rich and hate the poor.
所以第二节到第四节是举这么一个例子。
So verse 2 to 4 is an example.
所以第五节呢，它就说明这一种刚才所讲这种嫌贫爱富的态度和神对穷人态度是互相对立，互相是有所冲突的。
And verse 5 talks about how the favoritism shown in the example is going against God's attitude towards the poor in the world.
到了第六节，雅各就对一种嫌贫爱富那种非常恶劣的表现提出了指责。
And in verse 6, James point out the wrongness in that attitude.
这种用贫富神对贫富的或者是不按就是不按外貌待人的思想，很容易在雅各的身上，我们知道是他的来源是什么。
We can easily know the origin of that kind of thought in James' life.
换句话说，我其实要说的是，雅各因为他是犹太人的背景，我们很容易就想到他心里面所想到旧约是怎么描述这个神。
Because James is a Jew, we can easily think about how God was described in the Old Testament.
所以当他在第一章第二十七节里面讲到说，那清洁没有玷污的虔诚，就是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇的时候。
Like when he talks about to look after orphans and widows in their distress, can refer to.
我们都可以想到他在《生命记》第十章第十七节、十八节里面这样子说。
Deuteronomy chapter 10 verse 17 to 18.
他说，耶和华你们的神，他是万神之神，万主之主，至大的神，大有能力，大而可畏，不以貌取人，不受贿赂。他为孤儿寡妇伸冤，又怜爱寄居的，赐给他衣食。
For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great God, mighty and awesome, who shows no partiality and accepts no bribes. He defends the cause of the fatherless and the widow and loves the foreigner residing among you, giving them food and clothing.
当我们看到第二章第一节的时候，他这里说，你们信奉我们荣耀的主耶稣基督，不可按着外貌待人。然后后面我们刚才看到他以这个穷人跟恶人之穷人跟富人之间的比较的时候呢，我们会联想到这样子的经文。
And when we read James chapter 2 verse 1, believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ must not show favoritism, and then moving on to the example of the poor and the rich, we will also remember that verse.
在利未记的十九章十五节，他是这样说的。
In Leviticus chapter 19 verse 15.
你们施行审判，不可行不义，不可偏顾穷人，也不可看重有势力的人，只要按着公义审判你的邻舍。
Do not pervert justice, do not show partiality to the poor or favoritism to the great, but judge your neighbor fairly.
那么不但是旧约的思想是这样子，在新约里面我们也看见保罗在这样子的经文里面提醒我们，神他是不偏待人的神。
It's not only in the Old Testament, but also in the New Testament, the same thought is described in Paul's letters.
在以弗所书第六章第八节那里，他是这样子说的。
In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 8 through 9.
他说，因为晓得个人所行的善事，不论是为奴的，是自主的，都必按所行的得主的赏赐。你们做主人的，待仆人也是一理，不要威吓他们。因为知道他们和你们同有一位主在天上，他并不偏待人。
Because you know that the Lord will reward each one for whatever good they do, whether they are slave or free. masters treat your slaves in the same way, do not threaten them, since you know that he who is both your master and yours is in heaven, and there is no favoritism with him.
哥罗西书的第三章第二十四到第二十五。
And in Colossians chapter 3, verse 24 to 25.
这个字稍微大一点，我们一起来念好吗？
Let's read together.
请。
因为你们知道，从主那里必得着基业为赏赐。你们所侍奉的乃是主基督。那行不义的必受不义的报应。主并不偏待人。那么，不管是古时候，不管是现代，很多的时候，在一个公众的场合里面，妇人总是受到优待。 So from the ancient times until the modern times, the rich always got treated better in the public setting.
有钱有势的人总是受到优待。
Those with great power and money always got treated nicely.
我记得我曾经看过一部电影，有一个电影是好莱，其实是好莱坞拍的，讲圣法兰西斯。
I saw a Hollywood movie talking about
Saint Francis. Francis of Assisi， 这个他是在中世纪的一个现在被封为圣人的圣法兰西斯这个人。
And he's later called a saint.
如果您对这个电影有兴趣，它的名字叫做 Brother Sun Sister Moon， 里面很多很好听的音乐。If
you're interested, the movie is called Brother Sun Sister Moon. It has a lot of good music in it.
它里面有一个场景，基本上描述很典型的中世纪的那个教堂在。
In one of the scenes, the movie described a worship gathering in a medieval church.
你看到，其实你如果现在你去我们的mission去看的话，有点类似啊。If
you go to our mission church, it's kind of similar.
它通常是很长的一个教堂，是很长的，然后那个座位从前面一直到后面。
Usually you will have a very long church building and the seats arranged from all the way from the front to the very back.
然后呢，这个有钱有势的人都坐在我们现在空着的这些座位上。And
those with money and power would often sit at on the seats that are empty in our church.
然后那个唱诗班啦，这个领，他们会有这个年轻的人。 就摇着这个香炉，在这个前面走，后面这个priest就会跟着他走进来，从后面走到前面。Oh,
and then like the youngsters in church or the choir will be waving like a pot, and they will walk from, and the priest would follow them walking from the back to the front.
Yeah, 那个是香炉，是代表incense，就是代表那个祷告哈。那然后呢？ 有一群人，那些人没有座位的，就是站在教堂的最后面，那些穷人，就在教堂最后面站着。And
there will be a group of poor people who would not have a seat, and they would just be standing at the back of the church.
当时教会这种的现象，让圣法兰西斯产生了一个极度的，可以说是厌恶。And
that kind of things happening in church caused Saint Francis to be very angry.
所以他开始了一个我们称为这个说现代的这个圣方济的这个英文怎么说啊？圣方济它是一个我们圣方济会，圣方济会，我不确定英文怎么说啊？圣方济会。And
then he started a segregation which we don't know the English translation.
也许有人可以帮我，但是他们这些人，他们就是立志守贫。And
they devoted their lives to help the poor.
他们让自己就是认同这些世界上的穷人。And
they identify themselves with the poor in the world.
我们在这个地方当然不是要告诉你说富人好。 这个富人不好，穷人好。
And here we're not here to teach you that it is better to be poor than to be rich.
雅各也好，在整本圣经也好，他并没有教导一种简单的二分法，说富人不好，穷人好。
In the book of James or in the whole Bible, it is not a binary thing that the rich is bad and the poor is good.
但圣经很清楚地告诉我们说，富人呢容易心生骄傲。
But the Bible taught us clearly that it is easier to be proud if you're rich.
穷人呢常常会怨天尤人。
And the poor oftentimes complain about their lives.
这两种的心态都可以成为拦阻我们亲近神的一个原因。
Both could be barriers, both could block us from going closer to God.
所以我们照理说，我们这个教会不应该有这样子的这种不以外貌取人，就是说不管是贫是富，在这个教会里面应该都有同样的这个对待。
And here James taught us that no matter if the person is poor or rich, he should be treated the same in church.
你们觉得我们教会有没有贫富的不同的对待？
You think that favoritism exists in our church?
有没有？想一想，想一想。
Thinking about it.
我觉得没有。
I think we don't have that.
Okay, 但是除了贫富以外的差别待遇，就是说我们对穷人、对有钱人、对没有钱人 的差别待遇，我们没有这种区别以外，我们有没有可能在其他的方面有差别的待遇？
But aside from richness, do we have other types of favoritism?
我们会不会对相貌有差别待遇？
Do we have favoritism for the look?
有谁觉得自己因为相貌不好，这个被人家歧视的，举个手我看一下。
If you think you are treated differently because you don't look good, raise your hand.
或者我们会不会有能力的差别而引起我们别人对我们有差别待遇？
Or do we have favoritism for capabilities?
在我们的教会里面，固然我相信没有贫富的问题。
In our church, though I believe there is no favoritism based on the money.
但是我们要非常小心，不要以为我们教会没有任何差别待遇的问题。
But we need to be very careful and do not think that we have no problem of favoritism.
所以平衡的来说，我们应该是说我们的教会要让富人和穷人都受到同样的欢迎。
So in a balanced view, our church needs to make the poor and the rich feel both feel welcomed.
我们要让有能力和没有能力的人受到同样的尊重。
And we need to make both the ones with abilities and those without feel equally respected.
但是
However,
对于我们中间那些比较有钱的和比较有能力的人来说，平衡的说法却不是一个正确的教导。
For the rich and the able among us, the balanced view isn't really right.
圣经很清楚地来告诉我们。
It's described very clearly in the Bible.
神向谁多给，就向谁多要。
If God give a person more, he will ask for more of that person.
保罗在哥林多前书有这么一段话，也很值得提醒。
Paul in 1 Corinthians says this.
看见吗？我们要不要再一起来念这一段的经文？
Can you see it? Let's read together.
是在哥林多前书12章22到25节，但是我们呢在圣经上面，我们就是看它的从23开始一直读到这个有缺欠的肢体那个地方。好，我们从就你们如果可以的话就看着这个slide 看，好，不然你就看着自己的圣经。请
身上肢体我们看为不体面的，越发给他加上体面；不俊美的，越发得着俊美。我们俊美的肢体自然用不着装饰，但神搭配这身子，把加倍的体面给那有缺陷的肢体。
好，我们暂时就停在这个地方。那么当我们的教会这些神多给我们恩典的人，我们就应当想到神要我们多把恩典和其他人分享。
For those among us who received more from God, we should remember that it is for us to give more to others.
如果不是这样子，我们可能需要跳到这个具体的这个建议这一点上。
And then we need to skip to the specific advices.
有一件事情，我希望我们大家能够放在心里面，并且你思考，这是我的建议，但是我希望你认真的想一想。
This is my suggestions, but I urge you to think upon it.
我们常常有一个很流行的说法。
There's a popular saying.
就是说，可怜之人呐、啊。必有什么可恨之处？我们要不要再重复一次啊？
可怜、
啊！不要重复一次哈、啊，因为希望今天讲完以后，我们就不再讲这样的事情。可怜之人必有可恨之处，这是我们常有的一种想法。
There is a popular saying that the pitiful deserves it.
我们有时候会想会说，你看那个人呢、啊，这个找工作到处碰壁。不是我不怜悯这个人，可是我叫他好好学习一技之强，他怎么搞就是学不来。
So it's like if someone try to find a job, but he just failed a lot of times. You might think that, oh, but I told him to study harder, like, but he didn't work hard enough.
或者说，哎，这个人没有朋友，所有人都在躲着他。那我不是不怜悯这个人，可是呢，他这个人就是没有口德，所以老是得罪这些其他的人。
Or if someone has no friends, I will not have mercy on him because he's always he cannot control his tongue and he's always saying bad things about others.
我并不是在说这个分析有什么错。
I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with the analysis.
我要说的是说，即便这个分析它是对的。
I'm saying that even the analysis is true.
圣经要问我们的问题是。我们该有什么样的反应
？The question Bible put in front of us is what our reactions should be.
圣经真正要我们担心的不是这些可怜的人他有什么可恨之处。
Bible doesn't point us to find out their problems.
我们要担心的是，当我们缺乏这种怜悯之心的时候。
What we need to worry about is when we are lack of a heart of mercy.
那我们在神的眼中是不是就成了一个可恨之人？
Are we seen as merciless in God's eyes?
记得雅各在十三节的地方这样子说。
And in verse 13, James said,
因为那不怜悯的人，不怜悯人的，也要受无怜悯的审判。
Judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful.
我们可能有机会的话要想一想还有什么东西在我们的教会里面我们要写一个 checklist 说这些东西是帮我们注意我们教会是不是有按外貌待人的情形
Maybe we need to think about it come up with a checklist and to track if we have the favoritism in our church
而且我们要经常的这样子做
And we need to do it often
我们也许以后在这个每一个这个座位前面呢都要有一个投票机。
Maybe we need to have a voting box in front of each seat.
它上面有一到十可以打分数用的。
And you can rate from 1 through 10.
那如果现在我们给你们这样子投票机，这个你们，请你们每一个人按照这个问题来投票，来给分。
If you are asked to like put your grading of the issue.
那你说我们的教会在不按外貌待人的事情上，我们教会会有几分
？What score you would give up our church for not being for not showing favoritism？
啊，大家是不是跃跃欲试？会不会想要试试看给多少分
？Do you want to put a rating？
但是换另外一个角度来说
，But in another perspective，
如果神有这么一个按钮。
If God has such a button,
他会给我们每一个人打几分
What rating would he give to each and every one of us?
今天我们在这个地方读了一段的经文，好像似乎是谈了许多穷人跟富人，还有不可以外貌待人这样子的教导。
Today here we read a scripture which talks about the poor and the rich and the favoritism.
但是其实你在第二章第一节开始的时候，你要记得雅各所问的问题不是一个个人修养的问题。
But if you remember in the beginning of the book of James, the problem James focuses on is not just about the good, the virtue a person would have.
他问的是一个更根本的、更严肃的问题。
He's focused on a more fundamental and serious problem.
他问我们到底是不是一个相信耶稣基督、跟随耶稣基督的人。
Is that if we are truly a person who follows and believes in Jesus Christ?
如果我们今天要做一个敬畏、敬虔的基督徒。
If we are to become a, to be a faithful and fearful Christian today,
我们要因为我们敬畏神、怕神，我们必须在生活里面做出调整。
And for our fear of God, we need to alter our ways of living.
我们的行为必须改变。
Our actions and behaviors need to be changed.
我们要让我们的行为能够反映出我们信仰。
Our actions need to reflect what we believe in.
我们又要让我们的行为和信仰反映出我们所相信的那个神和我们所跟随的耶稣，他所反映出来那个荣耀的生命。
And our actions and beliefs need to reflect the glorious life of the God we believe in and of Jesus whom we follow.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们在你面前，我们觉得站不住。
Father, we're so fearful standing in front of you.
因为你自己的圣洁，一方面呼召了我们。
For your holiness, on one side called us.
但是又谴责了我们。
And also condemned us.
我们谢谢你借着耶稣基督他的宝血遮盖。
We thank you that was Jesus.Precious blood, you covered us.
我们可以靠近你。
And we can be close to you.
愿你多多地向我们显现，显示你自己生命里面的荣耀。
We pray that you manifest yourself and your glory to us.
那个荣耀借着你的公义和怜悯，反映在你对我们的态度身上。
And the glory reflects on us for your righteousness and your mercy.
也愿意我们的生命能够反映出你的荣耀。
And we pray that our lives will be a reflection of your glory.
在对人，我们也有同样的公义和怜悯。
And when we are among other people, we have the same righteousness and mercy from you.
愿你怜悯我们，祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
May you have mercy on us. We pray in Jesus' name.